Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
So, I start out the show talking about pressing issues, pressing items, and one would think that on December the 18th, that when your administration is coming to an end, the last full day of your administration is on my birthday, January 11th, hoorah, that things would slow down. You wouldn't have a lot of issues going on and a lot of things happening. But with this mayor, you never know. And the mayor now is saying that she's going to move forward with the JIR projects, even though the financial stability of the city is not good. We're not sure if we have the money. We had to take extraordinary measures to go get some interim financing to be able to make sure that we shore up the budget and can actually make payroll, right? These are all critical things that you have to do when you operate a business. And obviously, when you're in this posture, you are paying close attention to your expenditure set. And what had been proposed by the incoming administration and recommended by the Louisiana legislative auditor, Mike Wagasback, was to pause these projects during this pendency, this period of time, until the new administration gets in so that we can figure out exactly what's what, how much money needs to be drawn down on this bond issuance and everything else. Obviously, there was reluctance in Baton Rouge to give the money. So collectively and collaboratively, a number of people working with the incoming administration and members of the council and business folks and others hit the phone, started talking to bond commission members, assurances being made. The legislative auditor spoke up on behalf of the city of New Orleans, devised some internal controls to make sure that the dollars would be accounted for and spent appropriately. These are all assurances that were made to the bond commission. And here we are. where the mayor's deciding to do something contrary to the best fiscal practice that everyone guaranteed the bond commission was going to happen. Now, what happens after this? Well, I could only tell you, if Newell Norman was sitting on the bond commission, I would be looking and reviewing and researching whether or not I had the authority to summon Mayor LaToya Cantrell before the bond commission and have her articulate to the bond commission why is it that she continues to want to play these silly games and put possibly the city in a much worse position than it is in right now. And the truth be told, we don't really know what the position is, right? So we have vendors out there working on the JIRR program, and they've been doing work. They've been submitting bills. I don't know that there's been a report that anybody's presented to the council to account for how much in arrears the city is right now in paying the vendors. Then you might ask, well, Newell, why is that important? Well, it's important because we're asking them to go into the arrears even more with this decision that the mayor's making by moving forward and continuing with this work. They don't have the money, right? They're robbing Peter to pay Paul to make payroll. There's some dollars in the capital budget. We're not clear exactly where all of this money is going to be coming from, but we still hadn't figured out exactly where it all is. And this is just a really dangerous practice, and you're only gaining, right, a period of time from December the 18th to January 12th at noon. That's what you're gaining, less than 30 days of activity, less whatever rain days there may be. And I'm sure there will be some rain days between now and then. So the only thing that you're gaining as you're moving forward here is, you know, maybe a dozen or two days of work.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Moving forward. And it's why, you know, when you have folks, alleged leaders, like Councilman Oliver Thomas, that says halting construction will hurt quality of life, particularly in neighborhoods that have waited years for these projects to begin or to be completed. Well, hopefully she's not beginning projects right now. I mean that would be as stupid could be. it would be trying to complete projects right now, if anything at all, which would should be the highest priority. But I don't know that you're going to significantly impact the quality of life any greater than what you've done thus far by having these unfinished projects lurking out there with little or no work being done because you don't have the money to pay the vendors and they're not going to do it for free because they're not a charity and they're pretty pissed off that you're not able to dot the I's, cross the T's and figure out exactly where you are from a financial perspective, which any other client they work for is a lot easier. They get paid on time and they have a much better outcome. But that's kind of where we are. As I said, we love making decisions that inches us closer to being a third world country. This is what you see in a third world country. Front and center, live, on the streets of the city of New Orleans. Third world country-esque decisions being made by our mayor. I mean, it's absolutely incredulous what's going on here. And I said this to someone the other day. It's clear to me she just wants to blow the building up. She doesn't care. This is not ending the way that she wanted to end, under indictment, traveling all over the world, you know, have a boyfriend on her staff or whatever their relationship may be. God forbid, don't want to engage in conjecture. It's not my business. I really don't care. About all of that, just do your work. Do your work, mind the P's and Q's. You know, it's not that hard. It's not that hard at all. And when a legislative auditor says that every dollar needs to be saved right now, we cannot go out of pocket. That's how tenuous the situation is. And I don't know who has to articulate what for folks to recognize that the city right now, from a financial perspective, is struggling, is really struggling. And there are a lot of issues that have yet to be resolved and yet to be determined as to where this thing could be. In fact, it could get appreciably worse. Just so happens on the same day or the day before this article breaks out this morning as reported in Fox 8. Yesterday, in NOLA.com, Joseph Craney writes an article about Sheriff Susan Hudson complaining about not having enough money in her budget, the budget that's been cut to $32.8 million. She claims, she estimates that she needs at least another $44.5 million. So she's petitioning the special master under the consent decree to say that she's not able to operate in this organization in a constitutional way unless she gets more money. And there's a whole lot of different calculations that can be made in an objective sense to say one way or another whether or not that's true. Where this ultimately ends up, I don't know. But what I do know is I have a new section of the jail coming on, the mental health court, in August, and there's absolutely no funding for that at all. Now, they've known about this for 2 to 3 years that this was going to happen. When I say they, I'm talking about the city administration, the city council, the sheriff, and others, that there was going to be some increased cost here. All the more reason the mayor back at the ranch shouldn't be doing what she's doing with this other stuff. Then you have the same situation or a similar situation with the district attorney's office. Their budget was cut. And the question is going to be, once they are able to do the final assessment, how much of the services are they going to be able to deliver for the amount of money in which they're going to be given? A lot of what has happened on the crime front at the present time has been we have more people in jail than we ever had before. We're beginning to process and get the throughput in criminal district court. Throughput matters, quite frankly. because the more that you can selectively incapacitate the impact criminal, the better your crime picture is going to be in the landscape otherwise known as the city of New Orleans. In a moment of time, you start having to release some of these criminal thugs that do nothing and provide nothing to the culture, the safety, security of the sister city. In fact, to the contrary, they want to tear it down by robbing and sticking guns in your face, raping your children, and, you know, and everything else that goes along with that. We could very easily be right where we were several years ago. That's how tenuous it truly is. And we better start connecting all of these dots, right? We have policies inside of the city that have never been modified. Unfunded accrued liability for sick and annual leave. We have unlimited accruals. We pay out. I've been reminding folks of that over and over again. When the rules changed at the JPSO, we changed our internal policies. We worked out a way to buy back that leave at a sum certain, in agreement with our personnel, and we started over again. We don't have unlimited accruals. We let accrue to some extent. We went about getting a short-term disability policy in order to match it because it was a lot cheaper to do it that way. And we pretty much got back to a very reasonable benefit to be given without having this unlimited accrual rate where people would be taking out all kinds of gobs of money over and over again. The city's not the only one that hadn't changed it, because nobody wants to consume political capital and embrace the political consequence of having to deal with these things from a financial perspective, which will bankrupt the city. And by the way, just so everybody can put this in its proper context, when you work in the private sector, you don't get these types of benefits. Took a lot of heat when I did it, but it had to be done. It was fiscally the right thing to do for the taxpayers of Jefferson Parish. Otherwise, you had these runaway amounts of money, and nobody's setting the money aside to pay for this when people retire. And they start cashing all of this stuff in. And hell, we're not even appropriately funding and financing the unfunded accrued liability of the pension fund. That's been around for decades. Now, this mayor knows all of this after spending 8 years on the council, 8 years as the mayor. If she doesn't know the tenuous nature of where they find themselves in right now, then this is intentional. She doesn't care. She doesn't care. You just can't weigh the consequence of one program. That's why when I hear comments made by council members or council member Oliver Thomas talking about quality of life, all of these things that I just outlined lend themselves to the quality of life. Whether you have excess capital, necessary capital to be able to fund and finance a whole lot of these things. And if you don't have a fiscal plan in place, you are screwed. And right now, this city's screwed. And this mayor, seems to me, she wants to screw everybody even more. That's going to be her parting shot. And she seems to be pretty damn proud about it. She seems, you know, to feel like, hey, this is my world. You're living in it. Another very costly reminder that elections matter. And your vote matters. And not voting emotionally, with reason, getting to understand these folks better. Understanding whether or not there's a work ethic there, that they want to show up. They want to make a difference. They want to leave the place better than they inherited it. Rather than suck the life out of it and act as a leech as to what benefits they can draw out and draw upon during their years of service. That is not what public service is supposed to be all about. And the moment in time that we've lowered the bar, and we have lowered the bar, there's no doubt about it. There is no doubt about it. And it doesn't matter what branch of this government you're in, whether you're in state level, local level, or otherwise, the respective branches in each one of them, the executive, the legislative, or the judicial, it doesn't matter. You're going to find a whole host of people there. They don't want to work. They're sucking the life out of the system. We just got rid of a judge in criminal district court. He thought he was just going to collect a paycheck. He died. Until somebody started looking that he's doing nothing. This is like mailbox money. I just show up and cash a check. There's nobody out there that can account for anything. I don't have to punch a time clock. There's no expectation that I spend 8 hours a day, 40 hours a week. Hell, full time in this country now is 34 hours, 32 or 34 hours. We, you, me, and others, that's why I'm taking the time this morning, need to consistently remind people of what the expectation should be of them. Or otherwise, you know what's going to happen? We're going to get less. We're going to get less. And all of that collectively and collaboratively together, not one little decision that impacts 12 to 14 days of work, is going to impair the quality of life in the city of New Orleans. It's all of these things together that are doing it and working in concert with one another. Where our elected officials need to be a disruptor to this culture that we're willing to accept this. We're willing to kick the can down the road. We're not willing to figure out a plan. We're not willing to figure out a strategy. We're not willing to resolve the issues. And then, unfortunately, timing is everything. And this thing rears its ugly head. Obviously, now nobody would really know or understand it. Maybe the most inopportune time, as the Grinch mayor is leaving and doesn't care and just makes silly decisions that will lead to silly outcomes because she's not running again. Right? She may not even live in this city when her term's over. Who knows? For many of us, who cares? But what we all care about is how she is dead set on burning the building down. We'll be right back.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.